Lesson 59. Amass. People tend to amass possessions, sometimes without being aware of doing so. He had amassed 50,000 stamps in less than 10 years. I once asked him where he had amassed such a fund of jokes. Indiscriminate. Those who never have to move house become indiscriminate collectors of what can only be described as a clutter. Wood is indiscriminate in his choice of friends as well as enemies. Both of us have indiscriminate reading habits. Clutter. This room seems always to be in a clutter. His desk is full of clutter. Yet he has the magic power to find out what he needs within half a second. String. Among these, I would list strings and brown paper, kept by thrifty people when a parcel has been opened, to save buying these two requisites. In its simplest form, it consists of a ball suspended by a string. It was this man who pulled strings for Will to get his authorization. Requisites. They must be accompanied by the requisite shipping documents. He hasn't got the requisite qualifications for this job. Mania. Collecting small items can easily become a mania. She has a mania for driving fast. He's got disco mania. Sketch. I know someone who always cuts sketches out from newspapers of model clothes that she would like to buy if she had the money. The painter drew a sketch of the park in 2 minutes. He finished these sketches and studied them carefully. Remote. As she is not rich, the chances that she will ever be able to afford such purchases are remote. But she is never sufficiently strong-minded to be able to stop the practice. There is a remote possibility of rain this week. I haven't got the remotest idea what you are talking about. Strong-minded. He is very persuasive, and you need to be pretty strong-minded to say no to him. The strong-minded rarely follow the crowd. Relaxation. It provides relaxation for leisure hours. As just looking at one's treasures is always a joy. There are only 24 hours in the day, of which at least 7 must be spent in sleep, and 3 in eating and relaxation. Quarrelling is one of her regular relaxations. Verify. Whatever it consists of, stamps, records, first edition books, china, glass, antique furniture, pictures, model cars, stuffed birds, toy animals. There is always something to do in connection with it. From finding the right place for the latest edition to verifying facts in reference books. The bank's responsibility is to verify that the exporter's documents conform to the letter of credit. He scorned those who quoted others as authorities and did not experiment or verify what they were told. Bearing. This hobby educates one not only in the chosen subject, but also in general matters which have some bearing on it. Such a replacement could have a significant bearing on conclusions. What you have said has no bearing on the present subject. Like-minded. One wants to meet like-minded collectors to get advice, to compare notes, to exchange articles, to show off the latest find. We are like-minded, that's why we get on well together. Some like-minded people got together and set up a group. Specimen. Soon the hobby leads to travel, perhaps to a meeting in another town. Possibly a trip around in search of a rare specimen, for collectors are not confined to any one country. The biologist brought out his specimen box and showed the items one by one. Watch him closely. He is a fine specimen of the type you want to know. Constructively. Collecting, by occupying spare time so constructively, makes a person contented with no time for boredom. How to use one's time constructively is a high art. He had meant to advise his subordinates constructively this time. Lesson 60. Punctuality. Punctuality is a necessary habit in all public affairs in civilized society. The most lovable and hateful thing in him is his punctuality. My sister always extols punctuality in others. Rural. Only in a sparsely populated rural community is it possible to disregard it. Only about 4 or 5% of people in the country live in rural areas. Public services in rural areas are often inadequate. Disregard. They disregarded the substance of his teaching. The speaker went on, disregarding the listener's protests. Intellectual. The intellectual, who is working on some abstruse problem, has everything coordinated and organized for the matter in hand. This helps to explain the special appeal this campaign has for the intellectuals in the 1980s. The bar near the university is full of intellectuals who want to relax. Abstruse. This theory is too abstruse to be taught in class. Coordinate. In a large hotel, the manager coordinates the work of the department heads. How shall short-range plans be coordinated with long-range plans? Reproach. But people are often reproached for unpunctuality when their only fault is cutting things fine. It wasn't your fault. You have nothing to reproach yourself with. The captain did not reproach Keith, but his eyes did. Puncture. If no accidents occur on the way, like punctured tires, diversing of traffic, sudden descent of fog, they will be on time. A nail on the road punctured the tire. The naughty little girl punctured the balloons one by one. Diversion. The traffic diversion was due to an accident on the main road. A river diversion was brought about to supply the water to the farms. Trial. The over-punctual can be as much a trial to others as the unpunctual. At last the ocean is crossed, the trials are over, and land is in sight. Jack had been a sore trial to his family for 20 years. Fraction. If you are catching a train, it is always better to be comfortably early than even a fraction of a minute too late. The time loss in all departments has been reduced to a fraction. Only a fraction of our huge investment was ever made public. Flourish. The porter went to fetch one and arrived back with the station master, who produced it with a flourish and pointed out a microscopic O beside the time of the arrival of the train at his station. This little O indicated that the train only stopped for mail. The conductor ended the symphony with a great flourish of his baton. The clown opened the floor with a flourish. Microscopic. Viruses are microscopic in size. It is impossible to read your microscopic handwriting. Adamant. But the station master was adamant. Rules could not be broken. It was raining, but he was adamant that I should go. I tried to talk her out of it, but she was adamant.